This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ronco, the company behind the Chop-O-Matic food processor, if you remember that, or the Pocket Fisherman, or the smokeless ashtray, to name just a couple of things it has done, is looking to raise money. 5 million shares being sold to the public, hoping to net $30 million. But forget what Ronco did for beef jerky-making technology. It really helped build the advertising method we all know and love so well, the infomercial. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
The following is a paid program brought to you by Ronco.
No, it's not. Still Marketplace. Although, this may sound familiar.
This Showtime rotisserie and barbecue is now priced under $100.
Admit it, we've all watched infomercials. The half-hour ads that repeat over and over. They exist because TV networks have a lot of time to fill, and they'll sell some blocks of it for cheap.
They will literally accept any kind of programming that doesn't get them into trouble with the Federal Communications Commission.
Eugene Secunda teaches media at NYU. In a former life, he had an ad agency that made infomercials. He says they've evolved from just a guy pitching on camera to minor celebrities and elaborate sets. But repetition remains key. Lars Perner teaches marketing at the Marshall School of Business at USC.
The idea here is volume, that you record the program and then you run it over and over and over again, so long as you get the sales that you have targeted.
Call now, until they do. Thomas Ordahl is a brand consultant with Landor. He says infomercials are now part of a bigger strategy. The products aren't just sold on TV, they're sold online and in stores.
That is certainly a shift in the approach in the last 20 years, is the ability to turn these into more of brand building exercises than just product sales exercises.
But that's not all. Ronco is even using its stock sales to get you to its product. Buy enough shares, no joke, you get a free rotisserie oven. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.